Chapter 1. The Yoga of Dejection. On the Confrontation with the Necessity to Fight. Dhritarashtra said, "At Kurukshetra, a place of pilgrimage, my party and the sons of Pandu assembled desiring to fight. What did they do, O Sanjaya?" Sanjaya said, "After seeing the formation of the soldiers of the Pandavas, King Duryodhana at that time approached his teacher and said, 'Just see the sons of Pandu, O teacher, arranged as a great military force by the son of Drupada, your intelligent disciple. There are heroes and mighty bowmen equal in the fight to Bhima and Arjuna, like Duryodhana and Virata, as also Drupada himself, who is also a great warrior. Drishtaketu, Jekitana, Kasiraja, as also the very powerful Parichit, Kuntibhoja and Shaibya are there, who are all great heroes in human society. Yudhamanyu, the mighty Uttamauja, the very powerful son of Subhadra, and the sons of Drupadi, all certainly are great chariot fighters. But, to your information, O best of the twice-born, let me tell you also about the specially powerful captains of our soldiers. Of your good self, there are Grandfather Bhishma, and also Karna, Kripa, and Aswatthama, Vikarna, and the son of Somadatta, who are certainly also always victorious in battle. There are as well a great number of other heroes equipped with many weapons, having combat experience, that are willing to risk their lives for my sake. Our strength is immeasurable, being perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma. But limited is all of this strength with the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima. Those, everywhere strategically arranged to support Bhishma, certainly all respectively will give you their support." To his greater joy, the valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather, blew his conch shell very loudly, vibrating like a roaring lion. Other conch shells, as also large and small drums and horns, all of a sudden were sounded together thereafter, which culminated into a tumultuous uproar. Thereupon, Madhava, with Arjuna standing in a great chariot, drawn by white horses, both confidently sounded their divine conches. Rishikesha blew the Panchajanya, Arjuna the Devadatta, and the Herculean Bhima, the voracious eater, blew the Poundra. The king, the son of Kunti, blew Ananta Vijaya, while Nakula and Sahadeva blew the Sukosha and Manipuspaka. So also the king of Kashi, the great archer Sikandi, and the great warrior Drishtayumna, Virata, Satyaki, who was never defeated, and, O king, Drupada, together with all the sons of the Pandavas and the mighty armed Abhimanyu, each blew their respective conch shells. That vibration tore the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra, as it resounded tumultuous in the sky and the earth. Then the son of Pandu, whose flag was marked with Hanuman, and who was looking from his chariot upon the sons of Dhritarashtra, in preparing to take up his bow and shoot his arrows, O king, at that time spoke the following words to Rishikesha. Arjuna said, "Please, drive my chariot between both the armies, O infallible one, for the time that I may look upon those desiring to fight, arrayed on the battlefield, with whom together I have to contend in this trial of arms. Let me see those who will be fighting and are assembled here wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra." Sanjaya said, "O son of Bharata, thus being addressed by Arjuna, Rishikesha placed the mighty fine chariot in the midst of the two armies. In front of Bhishma, Drona, and all the military leaders of the world, the Lord said, 'O son of Prita, just see how all the members of the Kuru dynasty are assembled here.' There he indeed could see standing both parties of the armies, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers. seeing all kinds of relatives, he, the son of Kunti, got overwhelmed by a high degree of compassion, and lamenting, he thus spoke. Arjuna said, "The sight of all these kinsmen, O Krishna, all present in a fighting spirit, makes the limbs of my body quiver, and my mouth dry up. My body trembles, and my hair stands on end. My Gandiva is slipping from my hand, and my skin certainly is burning. Nor am I able to keep standing. My mind goes, and I see just the opposite, O Keshava. Nor do I foresee any good in killing my own kinsmen in the fight. And I do not desire the victory either, O Krishna. Nor do I expect a happy kingdom thereof. What use is the kingdom to us, Govinda? What joy or life is there either, if the kingdom is desired by us for the sake of those who want that material pleasure and happiness also, while they have all taken positions on the battlefield and are willing to give up their lives, our teachers, fathers, sons, as well as certainly also our grandfathers. All these maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers, and other relatives, I never wish to kill nor get killed, O Madhusudana. Not even in exchange for the three worlds I want a kingdom, not to speak about having it for the sake of the earth. What pleasure will there be in killing the sons of Dhritarashtra, O Janardana? For sure, sin will come upon us by killing all these aggressors, and therefore we should never kill the sons of Dhritarashtra along with the friends and kinsmen. How can we become happy by killing others, O Madhava? Even if they do not see, with their hearts overpowered by greed, the fault to kill one's family, the quarrelling with friends, and having to suffer the reactions, why should we, who see the crime of destroying a dynasty, not turn us away from such sins, O Janardana? Destroying the family, its eternal traditions of religion will vanish, as a consequence of which the whole family will lose its sense of duty, it is said. With the prominence of this lack of responsibility, O Krishna, the women of the family will become spoiled, and from that corruption of womanhood there will be a confusion of identity in society. Such a confusion will certainly turn the life of the family members of those who killed their family to hell, as with the fall of their forefathers they also will have stopped with the offerings of food and water. Such faults of all those who destroyed the family and became confused in their identity will devastate the continuation of the righteousness of status orientations and family traditions in society. Of those men who spoiled the family traditions, O Janardana, one will always turn out to reside in hell, thus I heard from the learned. Alas, oddly, we have decided to perform great sins in trying to kill kinsmen and are being driven by greed for royal happiness. It would rather be better for me to give up my resistance and arms and have me killed by the weapons in the hands of the sons of Dhritarashtra on the battlefield." Sanjaya said, "Thus having spoken on the battlefield, Arjuna sat down on the seat of his chariot, putting aside his bow and arrows, in distress, with a mind full of lamentation.